We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Bucket Strategy, yeah, investing. Johnny Dean, we're just counting down to the end of the year. Getting close, man. It's getting close. But we're here to talk to you about finance. We're here to talk to you about strategy and some things that have come up, including, well, we had a discussion yesterday on it was in the second hour, on business entities and what you might consider and things like that, and some of the retirement plans that are available to small businesses and all that, and ways that they may be able to lower their taxes, potentially through setting up 401ks, profit-sharing plans, SEPs. Simple's a little bit too late for that, but anyway, ways that you can do it. After January 1st, you can set up your simple for next year. But anyway, we'll be talking about one of those aspects, and that's 401k. And this isn't for small business so much. This is really for individuals, and that'll be coming up next hour. That's one of the things we're going to be talking about. I'll reset it for you a little bit later on. The one for this hour has to do with real estate. Real estate in an IRA. We've had a few calls on this and several emails from people asking about buying real estate in their IRA. Now, that's kind of a misnomer. It's not really the correct phrase to say, I'm going to buy real estate in my IRA. I think really what we mean is, my IRA is going to be purchasing this real estate.
Okay, I don't see a big difference there.
My IRA...
Well, I don't own it.
The money in my IRA is going to purchase the real estate.
Well, the money in my IRA can purchase real estate, and I could still own it personally. Yeah.
But most people say, well, I'm buying these stocks in my IRA, too.
Well, yeah, but...
Really, is their IRA is buying the stocks.
The IRA is what's going to be... Well, people can see a difference between stocks and an IRA, which they can, you know, buy and sell and all that stuff. But real estate in the IRA, you know, there are different aspects to real estate. There are different things that you need to do with real estate. And if your IRA happens to own it, I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say if you buy it in your IRA, because that's how we, it's an easier way to say it. Technically, your IRA is the one that owns it, but yes.
Yeah, it's a weird thought that the IRA is actually a separate entity from you. That's how you get away, or that's how it gets away without taxing you on the gains and things.
Yes.
It's its own little account over here.
Yeah.
And you get to avoid the taxes because it's not you.
Right. Now, that seems like a good idea. I mean, it can be, buying real estate in an IRA. I personally don't care that much for it. But we've had people ask us about this, using IRA money to purchase real estate. Now, how do you do that? Should you do it? There are a lot of benefits to owning real estate, personally. Benefits that, for the most part, go away when you buy them inside your IRA. So my question is going to be, why would somebody want to buy it inside their IRA? I'm sure you've got an answer or two on that, Professor. I'm not sure that I find it sufficient, but... We will talk about this, the tax advantages of owning real estate. We'll get into that. And again, we have talked about this before. We talked about this with one of our callers, a week or two ago. And this sort of spurred that discussion, which brought on another call or two and some emails from people asking us about our strategy. Because we do have a strategy which may allow you to buy the real estate personally, hold it personally, but still use your IRA money.
And I don't hear this anywhere else, but this is why we're going to talk about it here. All right, so that's coming up. As I said, we'll be talking about 401ks probably next hour, more on the employee side about contributing. When do you contribute? How do you consider? Do you do a traditional or a Roth option? How do you access the money inside the 401k, especially if you're not, you know, old enough to do it without penalty and all that stuff? So we'll be talking about that. We still have questions on the differences between spousal and survivor benefits. Did you ever look up that question, by the way?
I have not found a good answer for it. I think it's just a poorly written part of their area because it contradicts what other parts of their manual say.
Yes, we're talking about the Social Security Administration and receiving ex-spousal benefits. But anyway, all right, so we had a question on that. Differences between spousal and survivor benefits. If we have time, this hour we'll do that. Now, we've also got time for you folks. If you have any questions on any of this stuff, you give us a call. Lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And emails at our website, go there, wealthed.com. Plenty of stuff to see and do there at wealthed.com as well. A lot of videos, some articles, some new blog posts. We'll have some Social Security stuff available to you, for you, coming up here. I had hoped by the end of the year, although as we wind it down, I'm not sure. We're adding another 10 or 11 questions to the Q&A, so that may not quite get done before the end of the year. But be looking for that. And we'll let you know when it's available to you. But you go to wealthed.com to send us an email, and we'll answer it here on the program. If you need to get in touch with Professor Plum off the air, and this is why he hasn't had time to actually, you know, get too much into these questions, because he's been meeting with folks as they want to know stuff before the end of the year, you can still have time to do it this year. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. It's about planning, it's about strategy, it's about buckets in many cases, it's about investments, it's about all that stuff. And having one joined group of investment side and planning side together under one roof is really, that's their manner. That's the way that they work this stuff out. So give them a call, 800-644-1150. It's much better, I think, to have it all together. So you can meet with the planners. You can also meet with the investment side of the house and talk about those things. All right. Real estate in the IRA. I had said earlier that I'm not that big of a fan of it, maybe because it can require more work than I'm willing to put into it. We'll get into this in a bit. But we'd like to start off the discussion with a couple of the tax advantages that owning real estate personally can offer.
See, now you say you don't like it necessarily because it might create more work. I look at it as the reason people do it is because it's a lot easier than dealing with it personally. And so it's a matter of opinion on those sides of it, the effort, the work, the deal, this. On the other side, there are advantages to real estate. The advantages of real estate are that a lot of the income that you can be receiving on an annual basis, you know, from the rent, we're talking about, you know, investment property, not necessarily raw land, although raw land works, but raw land doesn't create an income. Raw land doesn't create a
depreciation.
Raw land is just an expense while you own it, the property tax, the insurance. And then you would potentially sell it later on and get capital gains. That was really easy to own in an IRA, but you give up. You know, if I buy a piece of raw land for $25,000, you know, a couple acres out in wherever it is, it's tax deferred for the most part. It's not creating any income. It's creating an expense, and you know, but when I sell it, hopefully it goes up. Maybe it's $40,000 when I sell it. I control when I take that distribution to some degree. I control it, and if it's more than a year, I get long-term capital gains. I can do the same thing in my IRA, assuming I have an IRA custodian that lets me do this. The IRA uses the cash in my IRA to purchase the property. The IRA pays the expenses on a, you know, tax-free basis, basically. You're using IRA money to pay those property taxes and insurance. And then when you sell it, you don't have to pay taxes at the time of sale. You personally don't realize the tax. But assuming you have that gain in there, just like we had before, at some point that gain's going to come out. And it's going to come out as ordinary income, not capital gain. Just on the raw land, if I buy that property for $25,000 and I hold it for a long time and heaven forbid I die, I give that property through my estate to my surviving spouse, to my heirs, and they don't pay taxes on that appreciation ever. Same property inside my IRA. The IRA, I die, well, the property is still in the name of the IRA. Well, the kids are probably going to sell it because they don't care about the IRA anymore. They want the cash. And now when the money comes out of the IRA, it's still taxable to them. So I give up that long-term capital gains step up. If I die, I give up long-term capital gains if I live. That's one of the disadvantages of doing property inside my IRA versus owning it personally. Now, on the other side, not all property is raw land. Not all property doesn't create any income and is, you know, kind of tax deferred just in the way it's working. A lot of people buy real estate to rent it out, and they create cash flow. One of the nice things about, you know, investment real estate is that either it's a cash flow item with some hopeful appreciation, or it is a cash flow item where I'm using it to pay down the debt. I'm having somebody else's, you know, payments used to pay down the debt, so I build equity by somebody else paying off my debt. I like that. Now, that can work. Now, one of the things, though, is if it's a cash flow issue where I'm trying to create a cash flow for retirement or for paying for education or for other things, do I have to pay tax on that cash flow? Well, if it's a rental property, in many cases, I can use all, you know, expenses that I have on that property anyway, whether it's taxable or not, to offset that taxable ordinary income each and every year, at least a big chunk of it, maybe even go negative.
Well,
taxable wise.
Yes. All right. We'll talk more about this and some questions that you may have regarding a couple that I've gotten on buying real estate in the IRA and what can you do about it? 877 Planner, PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
We've got the strategy and we've got the team to execute it. The financial planning strategists and the investment team at Lucia Capital Group are ready to answer your questions on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Welcome to the show, Johnny D, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. You have questions on any of this stuff, you have comments, you have concerns about, doesn't have to be on real estate, can be on anything at all that's troubling you or you're not sure about, or can you retire? We had a couple questions on that earlier this week. Want to know if they can make it from here to there or there to here, and we'll run the calculations for you, we'll run the numbers, we'll ask you a few questions and tell you, yeah, you're on track, or maybe you need to work a little more, or you could have retired 5 years ago. Anyway, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Talking about buying real estate in an IRA and some of the things that you need to know, I had a question come in last week after our discussion, and I don't know what happened to it, but it went something like this. If you buy real estate in your IRA and you rent out that condo or whatever it is, and you receive income from it, that income does that income have to go into the IRA? Can you take it personally?
Well, you can take a distribution from the IRA, but you don't. The rental money is not paid to you. The rental money is paid to the owner of the real estate. The owner of the real estate being the IRA. So the rental property, the income does go through the IRA. And if you want to take it out, you take it out. It's an IRA distribution at that point. Are you old enough to take an IRA distribution? Or without a penalty, I mean. It'll be taxable. But no, it goes to the IRA. Everything happens within the IRA. We saw somebody lose the tax deferred nature, the qualification as an IRA entirety, because they paid the property tax personally. They saw the property, they wrote a check for the property tax, boom. But because they wrote the check, and it was a check larger than they could qualify as a contribution, it basically commingled the ownership of that, and that's a no-no. And so the IRS came in and said, this IRA is a sham, boom, you're out of here. And so the entire amount in the IRA became taxable. Now, luckily, they were 59.5
or
older.
So there's no 10% penalty.
So they didn't have the penalty, but they had a pretty hefty tax bill at that point.
So what they did was they took the entire contents of the IRA and said it's no longer in the IRA world, it's all taxable.
Yep. The IRA doesn't exist for this purpose anymore, therefore anything that was in the IRA became a distribution.
Well, see, and therein comes some of the complications. I said I prefer to buy it personally so it's not as complicated. When you're buying it in an IRA, you have to keep an eye on things like that.
But if you've got it set up with a custodian that deals with IRAs and deals with real estate all the time, everything is done. The rental agreement is with the property management that is in the IRA, da da da, and you don't have anything to do with it. It's, you're done. You're out of the way. Every once in a while they may ask you a question.
Are they dealing with the RMDs too?
No, your RMDs are your own RMDs. Yeah, but that's probably where you're looking at a cash flow that hopefully is in excess of the RMD. And
well,
that's why you don't use 100% of your money in your IRAs. to invest in an illiquid asset of any kind. You never take 100% of your IRA and put it into an investment that is illiquid, that you can't turn into cash. Because what if, you know, even if it's a cash flowing entity, what if you have vacancies at that moment or for a little while where it doesn't create enough cash flow to give you the 4, ultimately 5 and 6% distribution net of expenses that are happening within the account? You always have to have some backup money. But if you're buying real estate, forget the RMD. You need backup money for other issues. You need some other money to do maintenance, repairs.
Well, you said property taxes.
The ongoing expected expenses and the ongoing unexpected expenses that occur from time to time with real estate. It happens. You have to have some backing. And you, as an individual, cannot just willy-nilly put money in there, especially if you're retired. You have no ability to contribute to an IRA. How do you've got to have some backup. You've got to have some reserves in the IRA world if you're doing this. But that's fine. A lot of people do. They don't take, you know, a $100,000 IRA and buy a $300,000 property with a loan on it and hope that everything's going to work out well. But then again, you shouldn't be doing that personally either, because real estate takes backing. Well, takes reserves.
It does. If you need the roof repaired and it's going to cost you $10,000 to do that, and you have no money other than, you know, what the only asset in your IRA is your real estate, and that's all you've got in the other IRAs.
Well, if all I have is $100,000 personally and I buy a $300,000 property with a $200,000 loan, and I'm using that rental income to make the loan payments, the property taxes, the insurance, things of that nature, and I happen to lose a tenant, and it takes me more than a couple days to get another one in there, I'm going to be without income, but I'm not without expense. So real estate takes some reserves, personal or in the IRA. So
yeah.
That's just one of those issues. But so I'm hoping that somebody is not looking at using 100% of their IRA to put down into real estate.
When we say 100% of their IRA, 100% of all their IRAs, I guess, is what we're talking about.
If you had other IRAs, you can transfer money in.
Yeah.
Transfer. You may not be able to contribute.
No, but you can use that, because they do tend to look at all your IRAs for the most part in your IRA world as being a single IRA. All right. But anyway, so we were talking about some of the tax advantages of owning it personally. We talked about depreciation. You get appreciation as a capital gain.
Hopefully.
That's something. Well, I mean.
And it goes down, you get a loss.
Well, you get a loss.
If you own it personally.
You've got some deductible expenses, you know, maintenance and interest and all that stuff, that if you own it personally, you can take that stuff.
But all of those help you shelter the current income. Let's just assume you're getting your current income. You know, you've got it rented out for $1,500 a month, $2,500 a month, whatever the case may be. You're getting $30,000 a year of gross income as rents, and it happened to be rented every month. You have your expenses, whether it's interest on the loan or whether it's something else. You have your expenses that brings down the taxable portion of that that income that's coming in. But over and above that, let's just assume it's free and clear. You also have a non-cash flow item called depreciation that can help offset that, you know, that property. So that $300,000 property I had, it may have maybe $10,000 a year of depreciation. So basically, the first $10,000 of positive cash flow that I show from that particular property, or maybe even the last $10,000, I don't pay tax on. And if my expenses and my income are exactly the same, deductible expenses, I can show a negative on some tax returns, which helps me offset my other incomes. None of that happens inside an IRA. Now, there's two sides of that coin. I don't have to recapture it in the IRA either, because it was never taken.
Well, presumably when you take your depreciation, you're making plans to recapture that at some point, assuming
nobody
you sell it while
that.
You're still alive.
No.
Presumably, that's what you're doing.
We take the tax-free cash flow, you know, that's offset by the depreciation, and we love it until such time as we sell it, and we're like, huh? I got to pay tax?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you're paying it at maybe a lower level.
Well, the thing to do is, if you're tired of that property, 1035 into another property.
1031.
I mean, 1031 into another property, and then let that grow, and then, you know, leave it to somebody when you're gone.
So there are advantages. Some people can look at it and flip it around and say, oh, that's a pain later on. And there may be an advantage with owning it in the IRA because you don't have to deal with any of these tax issues.
If you're going to buy real estate, you should be paying attention to
but
that.
Is there a way to get the benefits of the personal side of it?
Yes.
But still use the cash in the IRA to do it.
The reason most people do it in the IRA, I think, is because
that's where the money is.
That's where their money is. You know, I'd love to buy this property. I got $300,000 or something sitting in my IRA. I got a perfect $300,000 rental property. I want to buy it. But I can't get to my IRA money because I'm going to be taxed if I take it out. We'll tell you how you can do it. 877-PLANNER. Stick around for more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Another hour coming up after this one, obviously. We'll be talking about 401ks and some other stuff, too. Get your phone calls and your emails, 877-PLANNER, to get in touch with us right now. Or you can email us, go to our website, wealthed.com. Talking about real estate and IRAs. Now we presented the problem, which was that if you buy real estate in your IRA, you lose most, if not all, of the benefits, of owning it personally. Yes, yes. Now, obviously, anything that happens inside your IRA is tax-deferred, so you can buy and sell properties and gains and all this other stuff.
For the most part, there are some ways to screw that up, too.
Well, there are ways to screw that up. I'm not going to get into it right now, but for the most part, you can do that, and it's not going to be any issues.
Just don't sell a property with any debt on it.
No, and I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into that. Do you want to?
No, just don't do it.
In your IRA.
If you do, there's a taxable event to the IRA at trust tax rates, not your tax rates, because it's not you.
Which, by the way, are really, they they hit the top bracket darn quick.
Very, very quick.
Like within the first 12,000 or something. Is that what it is?
12,500-ish.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was 17. I don't know what 18 is.
I don't know, but whatever it is, you're going to hit it. So,
if you have, yeah,
right,
gains.
Don't do that. Now, here's one other thing that we sort of alluded to and we mentioned briefly, but I'll do it again. One other issue with owning real estate in your IRA: once you hit age 70 and a half, what do you have to do? You've got required minimum distributions out of your IRA. So you have to total up all your IRAs. Well, you know, how are you going to total up the one that has the real estate in it? The only way to really do that is to go get an appraisal that you got to pay for.
A lot of people just carry it at what they paid for it. So when I was 45, I bought this property for, you know, $75,000. That was 25 years ago, and I'm still carrying it at that same price. So you are supposed to have a current value.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't have to be a super detailed, you know, whiz bang trying to get a loan type appraisal, but it has to be an appraisal. Got to know what it's worth, right? How do you know how much to take out if it's a percentage of the value, the current value, if you don't know what the current value is?
Yes. Well, you have to get an appraisal. It has to be a real appraisal, not one that says, yeah, this place is still worth what they paid for it 25 years ago. I don't think they're going to buy that. So that's one of the other things that you got to keep in mind. And you have to pay that required minimum distribution. That required minimum distribution has to come from the IRA. All right? You can't do anything personally. So that's something else. Now, the other issue that we mentioned was the reason most people buy real estate in their IRAs is because that's where the money is.
Yep, that's a very popular. That's why it's marketed to to IRAs, because that's where the money
is. If I've got a piece of real estate that I want to sell to you as an investment property,
or I'm a realtor I want to sell you a piece of property, but all of your money is tied up in an IRA, then guess what? That's a great place to buy it.
You're going to be told it's a great place to buy.
Hey, it's better than not having it, right?
Well, that's what they say, and you might even be thinking that. I mentioned this. I got $300,000 maybe sitting in my IRA. I'd love to buy this property. It looks great. I want to have it's going to be a rental. I'm ready to do it. It looks like a great deal, but doggone it, all I've got is this $300,000 and it's sitting in my IRA. If I cash out that IRA and I take all $300,000 out, or you know, even a portion of it, it's going to be taxable to me. And I'm already in a, you know, fairly high tax bracket, let's say. I don't want to pay taxes on that if I don't have to. But the money's in there. Oh, and by the way, plus I'm, you know, under age 59 and a half.
So penalized.
So it's going to be penalized. And anything I take out of there, put 10% and just set fire to it because it's gone. So That's the problem. Well, Professor Plum, we're all about solutions. And so if you want to buy real estate and you want to...
And the solution we're going to come up with does require a little bit of work on your side. The first thing it's going to require is you got to come up with the down payment. So instead of buying it outright inside your IRA, having your IRA buy it outright, you have to come up with a down payment somewhere. So you beg, borrow, steal, create, get the down payment, 20%. Now you buy the property personally. Now the advantage there is you personally can qualify for the loan. Hopefully you've got good credit and you've got a good income and you can qualify for the loan and everything works out fine. It's probably easier than having your IRA qualify for a loan. But now you've got an expense, right? You've got a payment. That's where you use your IRA to backstop and to create a distribution event that'll make the payment for you. Now that payment, you're saying, wait a minute, I can't take a distribution because I'm too young, right? Well, the payment is a fairly fixed expense, right? The payment and the property taxes, they're fairly stable. They stay the same from year to year for the most part.
If you get a fixed rate loan.
Yeah. Or even if you get a 7-1, 10-1, especially if you can get one that's fixed for long enough to get you to 5 years or at age 59 and a half.
Right.
Now you just take your IRA and you do a 72T.
72T election.
A structured, substantially equal payment plan, which, done correctly, creates a cash flow distribution from your IRA that will be taxable, but there's no penalty. So you start creating that income. And that income, it's amazing. It'll be... You can tailor it if you need to, but it'll be close to what the payment is or the out-of-pocket expense is for that real estate that I now own personally. So I'm using my IRA to pay the loan on my personal property, personal investment property, and I'm using the interest and expenses and other things from the investment property to offset the distribution of the money from the loan or money from the IRA. So it helps me from a tax standpoint. I'm still using the money inside my IRA to buy it. I'm just using it to buy it over time.
In essence, what I'm doing is I'm making a monthly payment to the mortgage because I got the loan myself, just as I would any other property that I own. My IRA is, in effect,
paying me back
the money. And what Professor Plum is saying is this. When I take money out of my IRA, yeah, it's going to be taxable, sure. But on the other hand, in most cases, when I make the... The interest payment on the loan, because I bought it personally.
The homeowner's
it's deductible.
Insurance. It helps me offset the income that's coming out of the IRA.
Right. So
and
this
I
way.
Get to keep the cash flow from the, if I've got cash flow, I get to keep the cash flow or help using that cash flow to pay down the debt even more.
Yes. And
from the property.
Thus, you get to still take things like depreciation. You can depreciate the property. You're supposed to take the depreciation, as a matter of fact. And whether you have to recapture it on the other side, let's make sure that you're ready to recapture it if at such time that you do sell it. There's no required minimum distribution from it because your IRA, it doesn't own the real estate. You own the real estate. If you make less than, what is it, $150,000, you mentioned expenses and...
Right, I can always offset the income from the rental property.
Right, but anything beyond that.
It depends on how much my adjusted gross income is on my actual 1040. If I'm under 100, I can offset, if I'm not a real estate professional, I can offset up to, if my property throws off losses on paper, it doesn't even have to be real, cash flow losses because of the depreciation. If it throws off losses on paper of up to $25,000, I could potentially reduce my income by up to $25,000. If I'm between 100 and 150, I start losing the ability to go negative. Once I'm over 150, I can still use it to offset the expenses from the property, but I just can't use it to offset other incomes mm-hmm. from other sources.
Now, what we mentioned here is, Professor Plum, is in order to access the money, if you're under age 59 and a half from your IRA, if you're over age 59 and a half, it's not going to be an issue. But if you're under age 59 and a half, there is normally a penalty for taking money out of that IRA. Professor Plum mentioned the 72T. It's a code section of the law, of the tax law, that allows you at any age to take money out of your IRA under a sort of structured payment arrangement. Now, Professor, the rules of taking it out are fairly straightforward.
Yep.
You have to
treat it like a retirement account and treat it as an income that's going to last throughout your retirement. And so you have to look at it as a lifetime payment. How do we go about creating a lifetime payment? Well, the IRS has been kind enough to give us the formulas for determining how it's going to work, and we just choose whichever one. They're all about the same, but it creates a lifetime payment. Now, it's not a lifetime payment like from an annuity. Oh, you could do an annuity, but it's a lifetime distribution based on your lifetime, substantially equal payment plan, and I don't have to lock it in for my life. I just have to make it look like I'm going to treat it like for the rest of my life. Once I start it, though, I do need to continue that for the longer of 5 years or to age 59 and a half. So if I start this at 50, I've got to continue that same payment until I'm at least 59 and a half before I make any changes. If I miss a payment, take a bigger distribution, screw it up, and I take too much out but don't take enough out, now I've violated my substantial equal payment plan, and I get to pay the 10% penalty that I was avoiding
on
all the way back to dollar one that I took out.
Right. So you don't want to mess up the 72T.
If I started at 57, I've got to continue it for 5 years, or I get a retroactive penalty.
Right. So 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever is
longer.
72T. That's what you use. You use that if you're under age 59 and a half. Like I said, if you're already over age 59 and a half and you're starting this, it's not an issue. The only reason you want to do what's called a 72T election is to avoid that 10% penalty. You got to pay taxes either way. But as we said, also, you're offsetting it in most cases by paying off the loan through mortgage interest deduction. See how this works? Great stuff. As I said, you won't hear this anywhere else. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a super important holiday message from KFC. No more gifts. Your family and friends just want you to buy them one of my KFC $5 fill-ups. They're packed full of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes, a biscuit, cookie, and a drink. It's the thought that counts, and the thought is that they're hungry. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Not just talk show hosts, an experienced investment team working with seasoned financial planning strategists behind the scenes every day. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Sure is. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, another hour coming up. Next hour, we're going to get into some 401k stuff. We were talking yesterday about 401ks for small business purposes in the second hour. And retirement plans and all that kind of thing. Well, this is really going to be just an employee side, discussion of the employee side of the 401ks, who should contribute, what should you contribute, should you do a Roth traditional, is there a Roth 401k option available? Yeah, actually there are for some places. Some companies have a Roth 401k option. We're going to tell you how that stuff works, how much to invest, and on the other side of it also, how do you access money in that 401k? Well, there are a couple things you can do. You can turn age 59 and a half, and then at least you don't have a penalty to take out of it. But there are other ages you can attain, a couple of different ones, things you can do to access money. Some people borrow it. Some people use hardships and all that stuff, withdrawals, and some people just cash it out. Is that ever a good idea? All right, all that's coming up next hour, along with your phone calls and your emails. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Social Security question here from Marion in Dallas, Texas, who says, my husband fully retired in April of 2018. He will turn 66 in April of 2019. He'll be receiving a lump sum distribution of his 457 plan in February of 2019. The monies in the account were deferred income from his years working for a nonprofit hospital. Will that distribution be considered 2019 income for Social Security purposes? Does the fact that it's reported on a W-2 form have any bearing on the matter? What she's asking, I guess, is about the earnings test. Now, there are a couple different ways we could go, because he will be 66 in April of 2019. But let's just talk about this.
Well, it's not income for the purpose of determining whether or not you will have any earned income test reduction in your Social Security benefits. It's deferred income. It was earned in a previous year. It's not going to have an immediate or direct impact on the benefits from Social Security that you're receiving. It's not like getting a W-2 for wages that I'm currently earning. It's not like going out and creating self-employment income from my working. It's deferred income, and it will say so. So it's not going to be an issue. Now, it could very well make the benefits that your husband is receiving, maybe you're receiving, taxable. But it's not going to be, you're not going to be subject, he's not going to be subjected to the earned income test and lose any benefits because of this non-qualified deferred comp 457 distribution that occurs. Whether it happened this year or next year, it's not an issue. It's taxable. And because it's taxable, it may subject the Social Security benefits to taxation, but it's not an earned income test issue.
Yeah, in order to have it affect the earned income tests, the income test for Social Security purposes, where you have to give back a certain amount if you make over $17,000 and change this year, in order for it to have an effect on that, the income has to either appear on a W-2 form, which obviously the 457 money, even though it's a lump sum, the 457 money or any of that stuff doesn't appear on a W-2, or on your net Schedule C if you happen to be self-employed.
Well, there are some retirement plan, non-qualified deferred comp plans that come off on the W-2, but they show as deferred comp. They don't show as current income. That's why you're also not paying Social Security taxes on it when you receive it, you know, in retirement. I mean, that would be a problem.
Well, that would be a problem. But if it's not showing up on a W-2 is what I'm saying, if it's not showing up on a net Schedule C, you know, when you file your taxes, then you don't have to worry about it for Social Security earned income test purposes. Now, we'll go over this very quickly. The earned income, it's an income test. It's really what it is it determines how much of your Social Security you actually get to keep. Now, if you make, for 2018, if your W-2 or net Schedule C income is under, for 2018, $17,040, basically $17,000. You get to keep every penny of your Social Security if you're under full retirement age. And by the way, this income test goes away once you hit your full retirement age. No more earned income test, make as much money as you want and still collect your Social Security.
And there's a curious rule for the year that you turn full retirement, or that you reach, I said turn, reach, whatever, the year you reach full retirement age.
Attain, shall we say. That's a good word, attain.
You've attained, or you're going to attain, the age of your full retirement age. Now, we say full retirement age because full retirement age is changing. It's not going to be 66 for very much longer. It's going to start going up by 2 months a year in the very near future. So in the year that you reach your full retirement age, the earnings test changes. Instead of losing $1 of benefits for $2 over the threshold, you only lose $1 of benefits for every $3 over the threshold.
And the threshold is different.
And instead of a $17,000 threshold, the threshold is roughly, you know, $45,000. And they only look at the months, the earned income that was created in the months before you get to your full retirement age. So people that reach full retirement age in February have a much better chance of not being subjected to it, unless they're making more than $45,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad way to go. Somebody who attains their full retirement age in December, they've got a bigger issue. They can't make more than roughly $45,000 in the first 11 months of the year without.
Yes.
And still get your benefit. Now, you can always wait until full retirement age and start receiving your benefit without worrying about giving any of it back. You can always quit. Yet maybe you made, you know, $150,000 in the first 4 months of the year, and you retired and you started receiving your benefit in June, July, August, September.
Well, that's way over the $45,000.
But you didn't reach your full retirement age until December. Doesn't matter, because you were not receiving a Social Security benefit at the same time you were receiving earned income. We don't have to worry about those issues. It's only when you are actually working, currently working, and receiving a Social Security benefit, and you're under full retirement age, that the earned income test comes into play.
Yeah, it's the reasoning being it's a retirement benefit. It's a benefit for when you're retired. And so if we're handing it out to you early, fine, but you better retire.
Now, the retirement earning test used to go all the way to age 70. Mm-hmm. And they just had a flat change of, you know, before 65, it was 1 for 2. After 65, it was 1 for 3. Different thresholds.
The give back.
Yeah, they changed that law about 17 years ago and made it easier for people to work after they reach their full retirement age, but made it more complicated to explain.
Well, that's why we're here, you see? We explain it better than you can get it on the Social Security website, I would imagine. All right, we got to take a break. You need the brain trust off the air. Talk about this stuff on your own personal situation at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. More Bucket Strategy Investing just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.